Ted. Is
Good
Torch on?
night.
I can text
Yeah, I
him.
think so. Yeah. Okay, have a good night. Simon Pei Dalid with Dinah Itzah Derech Malvish with Tashit. So, hey, you said hey till Tesvav? Okay.
Yes,
Achiger.
including Tesla.
Yeah, so this Shaila actually comes up. This next Shaila, this next Kitzer. Achiger, somebody who's lame, I think that's where you touch it, right? V'chein Achoyla. And somebody who's sick, Sha'aman Mecholyo, and he got better. V'chein Zaken Muflug, somebody who's very old. He can't go without a walking stick. And then he can go with a walking stick. Since he can't walk at all, so it's no different than having a shoe. Right? And the same thing, if you need a wheelchair, somebody needs a wheelchair, then he could wheel himself. Right? But if he could, well, we'll say that'll be the next line. But that, I mean, it's interesting because when people ask the Shiloh, so they think like, no, I could walk without it, right? I could really walk without it, but I just need it to help balance. That's the wrong answer to get a heter to use the stick, the walking stick, right? People think that they'll give the answer that's going to help them. It's adarava. You want to hear from them that they can't walk without the cane, and then they can go with not an eruv. But if they can go without a walking stick, and when they're home, they walk around without a walking stick. They do it to strengthen themselves. So then that's also right. Same thing with a blind person. And he can't go out with a stick if it doesn't have an eruv. And somebody who doesn't need a walking stick at all, also lets his boy a feel of makom sheyesh eruvin, meaning let's say you can't walk with a walking stick where there's an eruv, mishum zilusa the Shabbos, because that cheapens Shabbos, right? Because there's no reason for you to carry it. Very foreign concept. If but the Paiskim do say that Mishaburu says that if you need it for your social standing, like the Rebbes walk around with walking sticks, then that's then it would be okay. But in an
So the
Erev,
first
not out of
case,
it, not out of an Erev, in an Erev.
so the
Right?
first case is the
The
guy
first case, what?
in rehab, and the guy like who's in rehab, he's
Yeah.
like sort of recovering
Yeah.
from his illness while he's in rehab, he can walk with a stick, and
Yeah.
once he's completely healed, that's it.
Correct. Yeah. Fine. Mishu also been somebody who is tied up in what do you call it? Shalshalois, chains. He's chained, like in jail. He can go out with him, because it's like a beged. Because then there's no chashash. He's taking them off. Zion ain't yotze b'ksharim. You can't go out with ksharim. Ksharim is stilts. They have large wood. It's got like a little place to put the soles of your feet. It's not talking about for the circus. It's talking about for somebody who wants to use these stilts in order to go through the mud and through water and not ruin his shoes. So you cannot go out with those. Ches.
High heels.
No, high heels is a part of the shoe.
Is a separate piece.
What?
So this sounds like it's a separate piece.
Yes. Yeah, you mean if he makes it as part of his shoe? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't, maybe talking, maybe you're right. If you make it part of your shoe, fine. Ches, yaitzim b'ratiyah shalamaka. You're allowed to go out with a bandage. On top of a maka, as long as you don't put it on Shabbos on the maka, that will have later on exactly what the parameters of that are. Since it's there to heal, so it's like a tachshit. So therefore, it's like an ornament. So you can't go out with it on Shabbos. I'm sorry, you can go out because it is a tachshit. And not only that, but you could wrap it with a some sort of cloth that's not chashuv, but batul gavi ratia, and that will become batul to the dressing. But something chashuv like a handkerchief or like a tie, what do you call those things? They put in the tie thing you put in the Whatever. Yeah. Also, likroi chalav, that you're not allowed to wrap over it. Lefishayna batal lagavi ratiya, because that meaning you can't use a handkerchief or something chashuv, because that's not batal to ratiya, because you plan on using it. V'gam lo havi derech malbush, that's also not the way to wear it. V'havi masa, and therefore that's considered like a burden. Test.
Why
Yotzma.
the bandage had to be put before Shabbos in order to walk with it?
Why what?
Why if you put the bandage on Shabbos, why would they ask her to walk out?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
He said like he can go out with a bandage as long as he put it before Shabbos. And if he put it after during Shabbos.
No, that during Shabbos would be the same din. He's just saying you're not allowed to put on the bandage on Shabbos. That's all. I think the din
I
would be the
thought,
same.
okay.
He's just saying, Agav, he's
Vovat
saying.
Shaloi Vaniath. I'm sorry.
The Shabbos, Agavi Maka, that's
Okay, fine.
that's
Okay,
the
it sounds
Shah,
like
yeah.
it's.
No, you're right, you're right. No, the way I understood it was that it's a different issue. That's a different issue. Don't put it on
Okay,
Shabbos.
fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, very good. Test. If somebody has an ear infection, so you're allowed to go out with some of the cloth, cotton, put into the ear in order to absorb the moisture. That's only if it's mamish stuck in the ear. And the same thing, you go out with a moich and a kash and a sandal, meaning like things you put inside the shoes to make them fit better. If it can't fall out of there, right? Meaning, so you'd have to sort of glue it on. You would say it's a isha. So if a woman has to do a hefsek tara, right, to be able to start the 7 clean days, so they're supposed to, for ben hashmoshes, they're supposed to put something soft inside them to see, to make sure there's no dam. So if she puts it in there, and but the reason why she's putting it there is because she doesn't want to get any dam in her clothing. So this would include a woman who's on her period. And she doesn't want to ruin her clothing. And the same thing if they have some sort of belt that they wear in order not to ruin their clothing. Unless somehow they make it into a real malbush. But if the reason why they're wearing this protection is to prepare, take to save themselves from pain, because if the blood falls on their basar and it dries up, to halotzar, it's going to be painful for her and it's going to be uncomfortable. Then motaris ben, then they can go out with it. So it's very interesting. If the woman is wearing the protection to protect her clothing, she cannot go out. If a woman's on a period, she can't go out. If that's the only reason that she's wearing the protection, if she's doing it because it's going to be uncomfortable to have the blood dripping down her legs, I hate to be so graphic.
You mean like chafing?
No, it's dried blood.
Right, but
Dried
I'm
blood.
saying, but people, let's say, who have pokies, right? If it gets wet and gooey, it's going to be a big problem.
Right, so then that would be fine. Yes, that would also be, meaning it has to be. We same thing we said with the hat. I think, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? If you get a hat cover to protect the hat, you can't go out on Shabbos. If it's to protect you, then you can. All right? Now this is really more nageya for women who are staining or they're expecting the period and they want to go out with protection, just as a precaution. Then that's really problematic if they're not a native, right?
They do
Because
it quickly so that they won't get blood on them when it is, and then they'll be uncomfortable
Right, but
when
when
it
it's
comes.
there, when right, but when it's there just for to give them yishuv adas, so it's not. I don't, you know, usually the periods don't just come gushing out like that. So it's really, again, the problem, the not problem. The woman has to be honest with herself as to why exactly she's using the protection. And by the way, it's even if it goes inside her like a tampon, it's not only just a pad. Even a tampon, even though it's inside the body, still has the same problem. Fine, you'd have
A nursing pad would also be a problem, though.
Nursing pad will be a problem. Depends if it makes her uncomfortable or, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. But again, these
But
things are
not
not
for
really in a gay.
uncomfortable people.
Everybody lives in Erevin. You know, everybody lives in Erevin. Fine. But my, the
Okay.
shaila is also, can you rely on the Erev for something like this that you could hear also doing, right? Fine. But makom refesh v'tit, in a place where there's mud and these things, and mutar lagbi ktsas begadav, you're allowed to lift up your clothing, shelo yislachu, that they shouldn't get dirty. Aval lagbiyam legamri also, but to totally lift them up, then that's like you're carrying, even though you're wearing it. Now, if based on this, a big chumrah. Rav Moshe held, and others that walk around with your sleeves rolled up is carrying. Fascinating chumrah, right?
That's even once, even if you roll it out once.
I would think so. But I can't say for sure. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if it's just once, then maybe you're right. I don't know. Certainly, if it's rolled up instead of wearing a
Because
short sleeve
now I
shirt.
think also some people do it as a style. They roll up once
One.
the
Yeah. Okay.
bottom of the
So
sleeve.
I hear. And like
Or not to get dirty, yeah.
right. So me, I never button my sleeves. I'm not interested in feeling, I guess what's the word they call it nowadays? There's a word for it. You don't want to be, I
Sensory.
forgot. Sensory. There you go. Thank you.
No,
Sensory. Ah.
constricted, constricted,
Sensory.
no?
No, sensory, Avi. The word is sensory. So even though I'm not really sensory, but I guess I'm sensory. So I just don't tie it. I don't button my sleeve, but it ro bunches up under my jacket. But I don't care. It's always under my jacket. So I don't know what category I fall into with this. Anyway, there are those that are chaylik on this. But that's Shitas Ramosha. Fine. Yud Beis. Mutalatz. You're allowed to go out with two articles of clothing, one on top of the other. Rava Pisha ain't tzarich la'atzmei, even though you don't need the second one. Meaning your friend needs a new jacket. His jacket got dirty, so he wants you to wear a second jacket over to his house. So that you're allowed to do. But that's only if you would sometimes wear two jackets, Kailu. Tavi Derech Malbush, that's Derech Malbush. Meaning sometimes, I guess, maybe somebody would wear two t-shirts. I don't know. Vaal Bishabaroi Pam Ainilavish. Even though most of the time he won't dress like that, but if he does, then it would be then as long as it's happens sometimes, then it's fine. Kailu. But if it's not the Derech to wear these types of clothing, also Lotzis Behen. B'Shavis, Mishum Dasheni, then it's just like who you scamming. The same thing with two socks. Uba koiva godol, a koiva koton, a large hat on top of a small hat. Right. So now he's not talking about lechera on a kedaima. He's not talking about a yarmulke under a hat. Although the old days, many of the elderly, they did not wear a yarmulke with a hat at the same time. Right. But to wear two hats that somebody would never wear them, then that would also be carrying. Yud Gimel Shtecha Goyra Zu'o Gavzu, two belts. In Minig HaMokum Lach Karkach, if the Minig HaMokum is to wear two belts, L'mata Chagoyra Grua, under like an ugly belt, V'alei HaChagoyra Chazua, and on top of that, like a fancy belt, Mutu Lach Karkach Gam B'Shavos. You can go like that on Shabbos too. Vava pisha'ata ain lo tzarech rak pa'achas. Even though you only need one belt, vashniya mitziya l'tzarech chavera, and the second one you're carrying out for your friend. But since in theory it could work, so then that's fine. Aval im ein aderech lachker b'shtei chagoras. But if it's not the derech to use two belts, aval pishu roitz lachker kach b'shvil atzmei. Even though he wants to tie it up for himself. Also, the kibbutz yeshli die ba'achas haviyashniya k'may masa. Since he has enough for one, so then the other one is okay. I'm sorry, it's not okay. It's a carrying. But let's say you have two belts, but you have one belt on top of your pants and then another belt on top of your shirt. So if you have a malbush in between, that's okay. The bottom one is on top of the pants, and the top one is on top of the coat. Shows yeshli hanava te'elas mishtei, and then he gets hanava te'elas from two of them. In Brooklyn, I once went to Brooklyn when I was a kid, and they gave me a key to carry. They made this little belt that I put around me, like a little string, and I had a key hanging on it, and that's what they used in order to carry. And a shtusim v'avolim, it's no, the halacha is that it was carrying. It was considered carrying. I mean, I'm sure there's an opinion that says not. Meaning, in the old days, if you wanted to make a belt and you wanted to carry a key, so what they did is they have to make the key as part of the belt. They use it as the clasp of the belt or something like that. Then it was okay. What about a handkerchief that they use to wipe the nose? What they did is they tie it under your coat or under your jacket, on top of the pants. I guess this is a very large, either it's a very skinny person or a very large handkerchief. But make sure you don't tie it twice, one on top of the other, because that's it's knotting. And somebody who has a Yerushimayim, if he is noyig to carry, meaning this is suspenders basically, right? If he wears suspenders that hold up the pants, you see him b'Shabbos, he should take them off of Shabbos. Meaning, if he's going to be wearing this handkerchief as a belt, so then why are you wearing suspenders? So then take off the suspenders. Although many people nowadays wear belts and suspenders. Some people tie it around the neck. That's not water. Unless he has no other handkerchief there or no other really scarf. Sometimes he'll use a scarf. So basically, instead of using a scarf, he uses a handkerchief, then that would work. And he should, he has tied in a way that it's mutter. But if he just puts it on the neck without tying it on, and the ends are just hanging in front of him, ze isur gomer, because it's not even tied on, so it's not providing him with any use. The same thing if he ties it around his leg or around his hand, but let's say when he goes out with it, Aser, it is Aser. Tesvav, but the Yadayim, right? Gloves. Yesh Matir and Lazis Ben B'Shabbos, there are those that say it's Mutter, Yesh Aser, and those that say it's Aser, because you might take them off when you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, right? Or he might take it off if he needs access to his hands. Let's say he has to scratch himself or he's got something in his eye or a bug. And something that's meant to warm up both hands together, like sort of what quarterbacks wear in front of them, right? Yesh l'hakol tvei. There's more reason to be makel on that, because there, I mean, actually, he's not wearing it. He puts both hands into it, so there to, that he's going to pull out both hands and put it on the floor or something like that. That the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying it's much less of a risk. Okay. All right. Everybody should have a fine
Thank
day.
you.
Be matzliach.
The reason
Have a
why they
fine
gave you
night.
the string with the key, the reason why they gave you the string with the key is it was a gartel.
Are you coming on?
Yeah, I'm coming now. Yeah, what's it?
I'm outside. You'll find out soon.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm by you. I'm before your mother,
All
between
right,
you and your
fine.
mother.
Okay, I'm coming. All right, Zagazant. No.
Awesome.